7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello Kitty too. Oh, aren't we all, I mean, deep down, really just Hello Kitty? Of course we are, because you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. All right, my name is Tobe. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. What are we doing? Well, you can probably guess what I'm doing. I'm drinking tea. And I don't have much left. I am going to have to make some tea later. I don't know what I'm going to make. Maybe it'll be more ginger make, because that's what I'm drinking right now. And I just can't get enough. Oh, it's true that I love drinking tea. I especially love drinking ginger mae. It's so good. It's so delicious. Oh, right, so, what am I doing today? What's happening? What's going on? Well, the truth of the matter is, this is another waiting around and doing nothing day. Because I'm waiting around for the Federal Express to deliver some stuff, and I have to hang around and wait. I don't have to do that today. What am I saying? Oh my goodness, I forgot what day it is. They're not coming today, they're coming tomorrow. Well, isn't that great? Suddenly we can change the plan. So, how are we going to change the plan? Oh, I know. Let's get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Rotate. Don't twist. Rotate, don't twist. Okay. Here we go. And I just realized something. Oh, boy. I forgot to take my meds. I forgot to take my drugs this morning. I'm supposed to take them when I eat. And I just realized I did not take them, nor did I take one of them before I went to bed last night. You might think, oh, that's bad, you gotta go take your meds. No. No, this is good. If I forgot to take my meds, it means that I'm not in any kind of pain and I don't really need to take them. Now do I? So that's a great thing. Okay, so I'm not gonna worry about it. Although I should take the one. I got it. That one, you can't really go cold turkey off of it. You gotta wean yourself off the GABA. So, yeah, when I get home, I'll try to remember to take one of those. So where are we today? Well, we are back out at the heronry. And as I get out of my car and look up into the nests, I can see one heron standing on the edge of a nest. There's a little birdie up there. Oh, is that another one over here? Is that a second one, or is that just a weird clump of sticks that looks like that is not one of them? Okay, what about that lump? What about that gray fluffy lump up there? Is that one of them? Probably. Well, let's go check it out. Let's go see what we have. It is an overcast day. I think they're predicting rain in about an hour or so, but that's good. Being overcast means I don't have to stare up into the sun, so I'm not wearing my sunglasses. Yay! Also, that means rain is coming. Rain is good for mushrooms. Yay! But it's a little bit cooler today. There's a little bit of a breeze, and it's like 8 degrees, 7 degrees. That's about, I don't know, about 46 or 47 degrees American. And so it's a bit cool with it not being sunny. You know, if the sun was out, it would be perfect. Perfect temperature for spotting giant birds. I'm pretty much under the tree right now. I am under the heron nesting tree. And it's hard to see them from this angle when you're underneath them. But sometimes you can hear them chatter because they make a funny sound. When herons are just talking to each other, they do this rattly sort of chatter. It basically sounds like, well, if you were to put a bunch of chopsticks, if you took a handful of chopsticks and you put them in a cardboard container or maybe a Pringles can and you just sort of roll it around, that's what it sounds like. Rattly, rattly sticks. All right, and so since I can't see up, I can just see that one guy that we already saw, or maybe it's a gal. Maybe it's Gyaru. Oh, it's putting a nest together. It's not very far from me, really. Maybe 20 meters. But that bird is looking down at me saying, yeah, you can't get me. I'm like, yeah, I know. I can't climb the tree. I can't fly up there. All right, so now I'm standing. Yep, there's one. I'm standing in a good spot to see across the creek into the cornfield, and I do see another blue heron standing around out there. Okay, that's good. That's good. We need to crank up my exoskeleton, though. And the other side. Yeah, okay, that's better. Okay, I'm just going to walk along the path here. Yeah, yeah. Looking for any fun stuff. Ooh. Hey, look at this. One of the dead trees fell down. Oh, it didn't just fall down. It broke. It broke about 2 meters up. We've had some big winds. Some big winds this last week. And the winds blew that tree, snapped it off. Ka-chack. That's cool. Broke it right off at about 10 feet, aka 2.5 meters, or thereabouts. I'm not actually doing metric conversions. I'm just estimating, because I can do that. Now, let's go over here and see what's going on. We have a better spot for observing the cornfield up here. So let's go over here. And wait, let's look back at our herons and see, you know, just that one guy. I can only see one heron in all the nests. How many nests are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 nests? That little one might not be. Oh, that's not a nest. That's just, that was a nest, but now it's falling apart. All right, so let's go up here and stand in my favorite spot to stand in and look at things. Oh, it's just right over here. I just need to walk up here a little bit. All right. Yeah, well, there's that one guy standing out there. He's like directly across from me. Oh. The guy that was in the tree is now flying over the cornfield. Flying. Where is he going? I don't know. He's just flying over the cornfield. And he's circling around the trees over there. He's on the other side. There's another little creek that feeds into this creek. And he flew over there. So apparently, he knows where there's some choice nesting materials down around in that zone. The wind is picking up and it's making my hands cold. And I just unzipped my jacket to wind up my carapace. And now I'm cold. Zip my jacket back up. And when I have my jacket zipped all the way up, you can see my St. Pauli badge. Yeah, so if any Bundesliga fans come by and say, hey, what's your favorite team? They'll see my badge and I won't have to say anything. They'll say, hey, St. Pauli's not in the Bundesliga. And I'll say, yeah, and then I'll punch him in the head. But we don't care. Ooh, okay, so here's an interesting thing. I'm standing here. Let's go down by the horsetail plants. I've got the two horsetail plants from last year. And we might have a couple of little new growths. Looks like there's a couple of little things sprouting. But anyway, as I look across the creek, there's a really interesting phenomenon. In that, you know, all the grass on the bank of the creek here is all still yellow. Except where it's turning green. Oh, there's a, what is that? Yeah, there was a blue heron in a tree, what, 300 meters down the creek. He was in a tree, he just jumped up and he's flying. And I can see him. And he's flying over to where that other heron tree is. And in the other heron tree, oh, good Lord, that's where all the herons are. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a dozen. Wow. It's heron day over there, not where I am. Anyway, all the grass on the other side of the creek is yellow, except all of the animal trails are green. I should have brought a camera. I didn't bring a camera today. It's amazing. Hey, there's another one taking off from about that same spot. What the hell are the herons doing down there? I guess we'll go find out. Anyway, there's all these, you can see where the animals walk because the trails through the grass are green. Because the grass growing up in the trails that they, in the paths that they take, is green. Why is that? Why are the trails green? I don't know. I can only guess that maybe because on those trails they get naturally fertilized by the animals walking by. That's awesome. We're not going to be able to see this in another week or two because all the grass will be green then. All right, let's get up out of here. And let's go. Whoa, almost fell. Let's go further upstream and see what we can see. Because I think there might be some action down there, some bird action. But that's what we came out here for. Came out here for the herony action. Wait, is that one sitting on a stump? Too far away to tell. Right, so this creek, at least where I am, runs roughly parallel to 120th Street, although it does cross under 120th Street right before you get to Heron Haven. And there's another little creek up here. I don't know if it has a name. I guess I could look on a map, but I don't have a map handy right now. And that creek, it must be just a small drainage creek, you know, collecting runoff from the hills over there, and it flows perpendicularly into this big creek, which is the Papio, one of the Papios. Yes, there are many Papio creeks, and they have really inconvenient names, like the North Papio, which doesn't run the East Papio, though, and the West Papio, no, the South Papio, it doesn't make any sense. I've never figured it out. so I don't bother. Okay, we're almost there. We need to get down on this little dip here and see who's over there. Oh, there's a bunch of cardinals flying around. A couple of male cardinals chasing each other. The early bird gets the female. And let's go down in the dip. Okay, this sketchy dip is going to be okay today because it's nice and dry. I do have my crappy shoes on, not that it's important, because we're not doing any really risky shoe business today. Ow, maybe I shouldn't have cranked my exoskeleton up. Ooh, that was tough. Okay, I'm under a high power tower. Somebody painted a mushroom on the little concrete pylon. Oh, there's one. Big bluey. Wait, that's not... Wait. Wait, that big bird wasn't a heron. That was some kind of hark. A hawk of some kind. Okay, well, from this angle, looking up the Little Creek's valley, you can't really see anything because of the density of trees. But I'm going to walk up here because it looked like there was like herons down in the creek or close to being down in it. Okay, there's a heron flying around. There's another heron flying around over the cornfield. And now we're standing out in the wind. And it's a cool breeze, making my hand chilly. And I do not see any herons down in the creek or anything. So I'm turning around. Turning around and I'm walking back the way I came. Oh, yo. I hear Canada's. Canada goosers are somewhere honking, honking. Oh, there's a big bird above me. Look at him fly. Flying over to the nests. All right, well, I'm thinking that maybe these nests are like the summer home. They're just fixing up. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. All of the herons seem to have taken up residence in a different set of trees. Was this because of raptors? That was a running theory there for a while. Betty and I had the same idea. Well, maybe they got scared away by owls, because she saw an owl. And then shortly after we talked to her, I guess it was just me, you weren't there. After I talked to her, I saw three red tails. Uh-oh, I think I see a softball. I am right outside the softball complex. There's a round yellow object over here. Oh, that's what we should have done today. We should have gone looking for cricket balls. And yes, here's an orange, or I mean a yellow softball. Huh. It says MP Evil CPY, leather cover, polycore, evilsports.com, Trump Stoat, Evil Ball, USSSA Classic Plus. And then in black magic marker, somebody has written 9-inch males on it. I'm guessing that's a clever name for their team. What am I doing? Why did I pick this up? I don't need another softball. This happened to me a couple years ago. I was out here, I found a softball. And that softball was rolling around in my car for about a decade. I don't know what ever happened to it. Probably was still under my driver's seat when the old car got sold or traded in. That's funny. Oh, look at this. There's a... across the creek... there's a big tree. There's a heron up there. Is that where we saw the heron last time? Different tree. Huh. Well, maybe that guy just wants to hang out there. That's cool. We get to see that bird. Wow, a lot of herons today. I've seen at least a dozen. With them moving around like this, you can't really count them very well. Wait, what was that? Is there something back? No. I thought I could see one through the trees in the cornfield, but no. I was deceived. I was deceived. You know, I bet if I walked in the grass over there, closer to the softball fields, I could find more softballs. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't do it. You have to stop collecting the accoutrement of sports that you do not play. What, you mean like golf balls and cricket balls? Well, it's true that I do not golf. But I don't want to say I don't play cricket. It's not like I've never played cricket. You know, I've played pickup backyard type games in the past. It's been kind of a while ago. When was the last time I played cricket? Oh, probably back when Brian was still in college, or when Brian came home from college one year. I think we were out playing somewhere. So yeah. Although I'm not an active cricket player, that is for certain. All right, we're in another good spot to look back across the creek. I'm not seeing any blue herons standing around in the creek. I mean, in the cornfield. Huh. Well, at least we know where they all are now. Some of them are up in this tree. At least one or two are up in this tree. Well, this tree is really three trees. In this main area, there's one 50 meters down the creek. And there are, of course, about a dozen in those other trees that line the little feeder creek. There's a lot of birds out here, a lot of large birds. I wonder how many are at Heron Haven right now, feeding. I'm almost tempted to go look. But I am not going to, not at this time. Heron Haven is kind of a drag these days. It's kind of a downer. It's a mental buzzkill. Oh, hi, Mr. Squirrely. And I have to wonder, are any eggs laid yet? I don't know. We might still be in nest building mode. I don't know when the herons actually lay their eggs, so, I think when that happens, once we do have eggs, I think we're gonna be, I think we'll have more herons to see, because then the females will be sitting on the eggs, or maybe the males will be sitting on the eggs. I don't know how it works with herons. I don't want to sound sexist. I don't want to sound like some kind of jerk. And yes, I do address all herons as he. I'm a sexist jerk. Oh well, the herons will have to forgive me, because I do not know how they identify. Yada. I think I cranked my exoskeleton up too much, because it's sort of starting to be annoying. My glutes are burning with all this walking. Okay. My hand is getting cold, etc. So, here, let me plug in the MP3 player, and we'll listen to some random music while I drive home.
the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
Nice. The Ramones, Beat on the Brat. Yeah, it was Brat, Pippa, not Cat. Don't worry. Oh, she's not worried because she'll kick your ass. You're a good gas-kicking kitty, right? Yeah, you're a good fluffy baby. Yeah, so I walked in the door. And here's my cat. Who's a baby? You're a baby. So we got a fluffy cat business going on here, which is sort of annoying because I wanted to do some synth stuff, but we're also kind of running out of time. So maybe we'll do some synth stuff tomorrow. And I really need to take off the exoskeleton because it's starting to... Okay, pop the ratchets. There's one. Ah, there's the other. So that takes some tension off the corset part. And yay, so now I feel better. All right, so what do I still need to do today, Peppa? I need to get some food. I need to eat some lunch. And I got to eat some good food today because I ate bad food yesterday, meaning processed food. And that made my guts go crazy, which was kind of a good thing, but it's hard to explain. So I need to get some good food into me today. And what do I have in my refrigerator? Nothing. All I've got is like some frozen crappy meals that I don't want to eat because they're not good. They're not good, both in taste slash flavor. And health reasons. Where are you going? Okay, the pip is leaving. Okay, whatever. I also need to make some more tea. What kind of tea do I want to drink? Do I want to drink some more ginger? Maybe. Ginger, maybe. Or maybe I need to drink some Che Guanyin. Or maybe some Pu'er. Haven't had Pu'er in a while. Who knows? Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. I'll be here. You know it. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.